chair of the Republican Party up here.
Well, you should join. You should switch. You should wake up, smell the coffee, and switch your flavor of Kool-Aid back to the Jim Jones.
It'll be fun.
Barry, thanks for coming on. We'll talk again.
Bye-bye.
That was Barry Epstein. Once again, condolences on the loss of his son last week. For those of you out there that know Barry Epstein, his son Larry passed away last week. And notification on Facebook and a lot of different social media there. So if you do know Barry or one of his friends on Facebook, take the opportunity to go to his page and send him your respects. Bill Lewis here on the Cutter Report. My time is over for today. Have a great day.
The Credit Report with Bill Lewis is a production of Credit Restoration Consultants, located at the Sawgrass Business Plaza, 13790 Northwest 4th Street, Suite 111 in Sunrise, Florida. Credit Restoration Consultants specializes in restoring consumer credit worthiness and identity theft. If you're having credit problems, if your bills are out of hand, or if you just want a credit checkup, call CRC for a free credit consultation. Call now, 954-581-5050. That's 954-581-5050. Or go online to www.talkaboutcredit.com. That's talkaboutcredit.com.
The opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticRockSoundsRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holland.
All right, welcome to the show. And, of course, got a good one in front of us. I'm Rockers in Recovery, John Hollis, and we just got back from the 12-Step Music Fest. First time in the studio live. We've been licking our wounds, and well, we had a great time, you know, just trying to get back into the groove. We're finally back, and we're hanging out, and I'm glad to be here. And if you had a chance to listen to any of the shows, we had a blast down there. Great artists, great people, and, of course, we look forward to being back down there next year. If you had a chance to go to the website over the last couple of days, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com, and, of course, you can check out all of the information there. You'll see a new video posted by myself, and you'll also see, of course, our guest for tonight that's going to be coming up here shortly. Joe Wilkinson is on Rockers in Recovery. He's going to be rocking out with us. Joe's out of San Diego, great musician, been doing it for over 20 years, and, of course, been in the game for 20 years, been playing for a lot longer than that, but we're going to find out all that information. And Joe's a great guy, and we're looking forward to maybe getting together with him up in New York and doing a live broadcast up there for New Year's Eve. More will be revealed on that. We're working out the gory details on our end right now, see if that can happen. But we're looking forward to maybe putting that together and being up there for the New Year's. So we could be at the Chance in Poughkeepsie. But Joe will definitely be there either way. If we're not, he will be, because him and his band are playing. And we're going to find out more about that, too. We're also going to play some of his music. We're going to find out the background on it, how it happened, how he put the CDs together, and most importantly, you know, why he has fun with his music. You know, because if you're not doing something that you're having fun with, then you probably don't want to do it. So we're going to find out more about that, of course, when we get Joe on. I also want to take this time to talk about a couple of different things that are happening. First of all, most important thing is that Thanksgiving Day, myself, Christy from the First Steps Sober House, Brooke, and a few other folks are all going to be taking place at the First Steps Sober House. We're going to be having Feed the Hungry. We'll be doing that live from the parking lot at the First Steps Sober House. This is the second annual. We did it for the first time last year. We fed about 800 families last year. We're looking to do the same thing this year or better. So if you know of anybody that doesn't have a place to go on Thanksgiving Day, feel free to have them come out and hang out with us over at the First Step Sober House. And all of the information will be up on the websites by tomorrow and what the address is and all of that stuff. And phone number you can call, or if you want to donate food to it and all of that. So go to holisticlifestylesradio.com tomorrow and check us out. Also tomorrow at 2 o'clock, I will be back on, 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, and I'll be on with Dan Ascani, and we'll be talking about wealth management, but we'll also be talking about what just happened with the Fed last week. So we're going to be talking a lot about that. And he was right on the money. He predicted what was going to happen about 2 weeks ago on our show together on Thursday, and it literally took place. So we're going to find out more what's happening with the financial arena tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And, of course, tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, we'll be back with Rockers in Recovery. And we got a lot of shows scheduled between now and the beginning of the year. We're also in the process. Starting next week, we're going to be sitting down and having a conversation at the beginning of the week for the first annual Rockers in Recovery Rockfest all-day festival that we're looking to do probably in March or April. We will find out more about that at the beginning part of this coming week. And, of course, as soon as we have something concrete, we will be coming back to you with that and, of course, shouting it to the masses so that way everybody can come out and hang out with us for a day and rock out. So we're looking forward to that taking place, and we're looking forward to this meeting on Monday and Tuesday. Also, if you get a chance, you can check out the 12stepmusicfest.com site. There's a bunch of videos there, and there's a bunch of information and pictures and all kinds of stuff. You go to Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. There's a bunch of pictures there. There's a lot of great, great stuff from this past weekend. We had the pleasure of having Chuck Negron back on. We had Mark Lundholm, the comedian, on. He was hilarious, man. If you get a chance to listen to the archived shows, it was funny. We got back on Sunday, and the Saturday show had been downloaded 1,300 times in 8 hours. So that, I thought that was pretty incredible. 1,300 downloads in 8 hours. Pretty incredible stuff, and it's blowing up now. So Mark was funny as hell, and we had a great time with him. I'm going to ask you to hold tight and give us a moment here. We're going to go out to another commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Joe Wilkinson in with us, hanging out. And Joe's a great guy. Again, stay tuned. Great music.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
You're not into that. And heartbeat to the song. The flowers to the children. If I didn't grow so tall, and I believe, yes, I believe our time is long. No, no, no. She's now pretty, baby. I believe hard time ain't long. Wouldn't have to be the light. It may shine all day long. And then, well, if you're not into that, it might be you, you don't be long. Feel the feels in the air. Something ain't all free. You know, well, if you try real hard, it won't let you down. Cause I believe, cause I believe, oh, I'm
tonight.
Doing good, John. Hey, man. First of all, thanks for having me on the show, man. It's a pleasure to be here for you.
You know, it's a pleasure to have you on, and it's a pleasure to listen to your music. Kind of reminds me of my growing up experience out there in Poquet, New York. You know what I mean? Brings me back.
No doubt, man. You know, coming from Poughkeepsie, I'm very familiar with Poquet, and you know, there used to be a little place out in Poquet called the Shamrock Pub that we used to play at a lot. And
It used to be called the Gaucho Pub at one time, too.
Exactly, man. That's even going further back. But, you know, just one of those great little dive bars that I think every band passed through. And, you know, it's just it's a great little scene in Hudson Valley, you know?
Yeah, man. Well, listen, we want to thank you for being on the show. I know you're out in San Diego now, and you're hanging out there, and you have your band, the Road Dogs, that you play with out there. You also have a band that you've been involved with since 1995. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, that was my original band that I started in 1995 called the Bleeding Hearts, and the music that we're listening to tonight is actually from a record that that I did back in New Jersey and a few years back. So, pretty much, I play with the same guys in that band, but I don't have the Bleeding Hearts anymore. The band I'm currently playing with is called the Cosmic American Derelicts, as far as the East Coast goes, but you are correct. The Road Dogs is the blues band that I play with in San Diego.
You guys, I was on your website, and it looks like you guys just did a live broadcast or a live show from Costa Rica.
Oh, you know what? I actually, I've been in the Road Dogs for a year now, so that was like a previous band that I was not involved with, but if you also go into like the music section of that website, there is a CD that we did culminated from a few different live shows.
Okay.
And, that's the more current Road Dog lineup.
Yeah, actually, I was looking at all kinds of stuff on there. Actually, when you go to the band page, you're actually the first person on the left-hand side as you're scrolling down. Your information is there, but there's a lot of stuff in regards to the band. It looks like the band has been tooling around for quite a while, and you started with them about a year ago?
Exactly. Basically, Dave Kay is the drummer of the band, and he's also the business guy. He started this band probably, late 90s, has had a few different lineups, but really has just kept the train rolling. And basically, when he got in touch with me, he was just looking for somebody else to front the band. Like I said, that was about a year ago. I was looking to play again. I was looking for a gig. I've only been in San Diego for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm married now. My wife and I are concentrating on some other things in life and stuff. So, the music thing I put on hold for a few years, and then Dave had just contacted me out of the blue one day and said, "Hey man, I got this band, and I'm looking for somebody new to front it and get some new blood in there." And I knew a bunch of songs that he knew already, so we didn't have to do that much rehearsing. Basically did a couple of rehearsals, and we were out the gate with it all. And we've done probably about 50 shows together now.
Wow. Well, it's amazing because you do have the East Coast and the West Coast set up now. So you're coming back for New Year's, and you're going to be at the Chance Theater in Poughkeepsie, and that's going to be on New Year's Eve. Is that correct?
It's actually the day before, December 30th.
Okay, so it's December 30th. So it's the pre-New Year's Eve celebration.
Exactly. I grew up in Poughkeepsie.
Mm-hmm.
I left Poughkeepsie right after high school. I moved to New York City. But when I was still living in Poughkeepsie, that was the place that, every local band wanted to play.
Absolutely.
Was the Chance. So, mm-hmm. I've seen so many concerts there. I just love the room. It's an old room. It sounds great. It's just been being a musician, it was always, they were always cool to me, so it was always a place that I could go back to. Unfortunately, I haven't played there in a real long time. So this time around, when my wife and I, we have a nine-month-old daughter.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We are going to be, going home for the holidays for the first time in about 5 years. So it's special in that respect that we're going to see our families and be able to spend Christmas and New Year's. But I also started thinking about my buddies on the East Coast and playing music with them. And I decided to reach out to the owner of the Chance, who's a friend of mine, and, said, "Hey, if you can, fit me in, or, I'll open up a show or put me on a bill, I'll take it, whatever we can get." And, it took a little bit of work, but we figured, that the 30th would be the date, and he left it up to me to get a couple local bands to, it's kind of like co-headline the bill with the Cosmic American Derelicts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really worked out. He's been really great. And you know, all my friends back home who are in the band, there's this band Three Up, Three Down, Falling Apart, and Last Call. They're all good friends of mine, and they're also on the bill. So it's just really cool to go back home and spend the holidays with my family and be able to do that show as well. And get in touch with a lot of people I haven't talked to in a lot of years. So I'm hoping to see everybody out, you know, to say hello and to hear some good rock and roll that night, because we're really excited to be playing there, especially myself, since I think the last time I played at the Chance was like 1989. Mm. So it's been a real long time, but I love that room, and you know, obviously a lot of nationals on the smaller scale that play at Poughkeepsie, they play at the Chance. It's a great, great setup. So we're really psyched.
You know, it's funny, but last time I was at the Chance, I was watching Peter Frampton, and they had just revamped it, and they'd gone in and done a bunch of work to it and revamped the Chance, and they had Peter Frampton open it up, and the week after that, they had Foreigner, and that was the last time was Foreigner, so it was Peter Frampton first, and then Foreigner the following weekend, and it was not too long after that they actually moved down here to Florida. But you know, it's the same thing. You know, I don't get back that often. When I do get back, I like to enjoy the comforts that we used to hang out at. You know what I mean? The places that we used to go, like Apollo's Restaurant and all of the rest of the places, and the diners, the Pleasant Valley Diner, and all the rest of the places that we used to, you know, hang out in or end up at. That's for sure. You know, it's fun to get back to your roots and kind of like, you know, get grounded before you head back out again.
Exactly. You know, I love living in San Diego. You know, I have, you know, my wife and we have a family now, and, you know, I'm loving life out here, but, you know, there's a certain part of me that, you know, since, you know, that's where I'm from, that's my real roots. And, you know, just, it just makes it so much more exciting to go back and want to do that gig. And you know, if people want to come out and see it, even better, man. You know what I mean? It's just we're gonna have a great time, and I know personally my band, the Cosmic American Derelicts, these guys are just, they're psyched to do the gig. Any chance that we get to play together, they're psyched, but they're especially psyched and stoked to be able to play that room. And you know, we're just looking forward to tearing the roof off, man.
I gotta ask you a question. How did you come up with the Cosmic American Derelicts? What was the meaning behind this?
Well, you see, this is the deal. That wasn't my band.
Okay.
My good brother, my brother-in-arms, George the Greek, I call him the Greek, as it does everybody back home. He's the bass player. And, you know, after the Bleeding Hearts kind of took a hiatus, because I went on tour in Europe, and, you know, I started doing some other things, so I kind of put my own band on hold to do all that. You know, when I got back, the Bleeding Hearts just wasn't happening anymore. We had quite a few really good years. I mean, we had some great gigs opening up for Derek Trucks and Levon Helm and Commander Cody and David Nelson, you know, just some great fun shows. But, you know, George and I, we kind of went our own ways for a year or two there, and he started this band, the Cosmic American Derelicts. They were originally called the Derelicts, but I think there was a band, if my memory serves me right, there was a band in, like, England or something called the Derelicts, and they were going to sue George because, you know, he was using their name. And if you know George, he's a huge Graham Parsons fan. He just loves Graham Parsons, and, you know, Graham Parsons is Cosmic American music.
Mm-hmm.
So George took that Cosmic American, put it with the Derelicts, and, you know, There you have it.
And there you have it.
Yeah, totally.
It all began from there. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, listen, how many great concepts almost come out of a lawsuit? A lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, endless, man, endless. You know, and I got to just add one other thing. He called the band the Derelicts originally because of the people that came out to see him.
Ah.
You know?
Nice.
They were all a bunch of derelicts. I mean, they would drink the bar dry. You know, that kind of stuff. That, you know, and we're talking 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's Now it's like we're lucky if we can get 50 people in a room. But you know, back then there was, you know, 200-300 people would come out to a show, and you know they would run out of, you know, every freaking bar that we played at. You know, it'd be like, you know, the same thing. But so that's kind of the story of, you know, how it all morphed from the derelicts into the Cosmic American Derelicts.
Well, you know, it's a pretty amazing shot because everybody, you know, we all go through the maturing aspect. We all go through that maturing part of our life. You know, now your marriage, you know, you have your roots out on the West Coast. You're always part of home, but you have your roots out there. You're with the band that you're with on the West Coast, and we won't get into their names, we won't get into any of that, but you do have some sober members of that band, and so you're a supporter of recovery, and you get out there and you go and you play places, and it's not like it used to be. Even for me, you know, when I go and I do a live broadcast from a club, because I've done it before, you know, it's totally different for me today. You know, it's like, you know, I get to watch people like fall apart by the end of the night. And I understand it, you know, by the grace of God, it ain't me anymore. So, you know, you have that aspect of it. But at the same token, because we've matured and we've kind of grown up and we've gone, you know, we start to move on with our lives in other areas, it's so cool to be able to have that balance where you can go back and you can kind of hang out, but at the same time, you know when enough is enough.
Exactly. You know, amen to that, man, because, you know, I mean, it that old saying, it gets old quick. I mean, you know, how many years you spend living a certain way, and then, you know, life changes and other things become a lot more important, you know, and, you know, certainly all the BS with that whole, you know, lifestyle, staying out all night and all, you know, just, you know, it's pretty much a dead end, you know. It all leads to the same place. And for me, you know, I love performing, you know, with people who have their heads on straight, you know, and people who are just there for the music, you know.
And the enjoyment of it. And I think it needs to be said, the enjoyment of the fact that you can actually get into the music in your heart, and you're not, like, you know, dirtying it up with anything else.
Exactly. And, you know, it's so much, I wouldn't say easier, but it's a little bit more, like, effortless. And when you're hanging with those kind of people and you're creating this music, and it just, the notch keeps going up and up and up. It's like, it's endless. You know, I've always said that music is endless in its possibilities. You know, which is why I think I still play the guitar after 30 plus years, because it's endless. I pick the thing up and, you know, there's a new melody or there's a new chord or, you know, some lyrics come or whatever. I mean, it's just so much more enjoyable. And my passion for playing music has just, I can't even put it on a scale, because there's no scale that could ever do it justice. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But, you know, I like the fact that there's a couple of different things. Well, first of all, I think you've showed your talent. We were talking about it before we started the show. Ken, who is our engineer for the night, was talking about how good, you know, it sounded. You know, when we put the MP3s through the system, it's, you know, sounds great. You know what I mean? And the bottom line is that you have to work. You have to have some type of patience with that, and you have to really dig in and make sure that, you know, what you're putting out isn't garbage. You know what I mean? And you don't want that to come across that way. So how long did it actually take you to, you know, to mix everything and put everything together and literally get it to market?
Okay, what you're hearing, the MP3s that I provided you, was a record that I did, you know, in the late 90s, and the rough tracks took me 5 days, 2 days for overdubs, and I mixed 11 songs in 3 days.
Wow. That's amazing, man. That's amazing. And for the quality of it, you would never know that.
Right. You know, a lot of it had to do with the budget I was working with. Of course, you know.
I know we do.
Time is money, and people need to be paid and everything else. But, you know, I had all those songs, you know, the arrangements well thought out before, you know, I even started laying the rough tracks down and stuff. So, It was really easy doing the recording. I wish I had a little bit more time to mix stuff, but you know, I guess I'd never really be happy with anything. I always think I could do something more, you know, with a track or with a guitar or with the sound of the drums, or you know, maybe I should have put a little bit more backing vocal here, or you know what I mean, or should have redone a solo or something, but. You know, I'm very, very proud of that record. And speaking of records, I just found out recently that a record that I recorded at Electric Lady Studios in New York City, which was, you know, world-renowned as Jimi Hendrix's studio, I did this record in 2005 with the Cosmic American Derelicts.
Mm-hmm.
That record is going to see the light of day. It's going to be coming out in December.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm very excited about that. We did the record, everything, the sessions went great, you know, but we kind of hit a crossroads as far as who was going to release it and, you know, how we were going to go about getting it out there. But a lot of things in 5 years have been resolved. You know, long story short, it's going to see the light of day, and it's actually, the record is called The Product.
Huh?
And it's got.
Do you know who's releasing it, or what the release is, or is it CD baby, or where are you going to find out?
Yeah, we're gonna release it independently. We're still looking for distribution for it, but we're gonna go all the you know, your CD baby, iTunes, Amazon. Certainly, it's going to be available through our websites, and of course at the lot, you know, at the shows and stuff. But I'm just happy that it's getting packaged and. You know, it's the tracks that we've recorded at Electric Lady are they sound great. It's a fantastic studio, and it was another record that was done really quick. For me, I spent like 3 days, and I did you know, 5 songs, and basically slept in the studio. I didn't even see the light of day.
That's good.
But, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way because I like to work like that. And, you know, it was a great experience. And and it's another record I'm very, very proud of. And that music is, you know, we're going to end up playing some of those songs at the Chance, as well as some of the stuff you're going to hear tonight, too. So.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go out right now. We're going to play another song. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, of course, more music, where it all started for you. And most importantly, where are you planning on going? We'll be back right after this message.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
All you want to be is a part of me. All you want to be is everything. All you want to be is a part of me. All you want to be is everything. Don't keep me down. Don't keep me down. Don't keep me down. So I can see everything. Your life is in your own hands. All I have to say to you, my friend, is that your life is in your own hands. You know the truth. You know the truth. You know the truth. I'm can't stand on getting it done. Don't keep me down. Don't keep me down. Don't keep me down. So I can see everything is ready. So live your life on the run. Then you'll know. You will understand, my friend. So live your life.
Smoking, unbelievably smoking. On the Run, Joe Wilkinson. Thanks for being with us. Great song, man. What brought it up? How'd you come to that understanding in the groove? Because that's a great song.
Well, it just started with just picking the guitar up, pretty much. And, you know, I don't think I've ever written a song before that in C sharp. So it just, you know, it seemed to work with a little bit of a bluesy groove to it. And, you know, I just kind of took it from there, you know.
Nice work. And it all began for you. I know that you've been in the scene for 20 years, but it began long before that. When was your first time that you realized that music was your dream?
Well, you know, pretty much growing up, you know, being a young kid and my father, you know, he was into a lot of marching band stuff and, you know, my mom sings. She's got a really pretty voice, and my sister's always sung. But, you know, my dad and my brother, my older brother Tim, you know, we ended up getting into a marching band and playing the mellophone. And we used to march in parades all over Dutchess County. And, I mean, I was, you know, like 8, 9, 10 years old. You know, so I just, you know, and at that time, I started buying rock and roll records. You know, I remember going out and buying, you know, Kiss Alive in 76, you know, or 75 when it came out, you know. You know, the first Led Zeppelin record in 79, that's something I went and bought myself, you know, and I was only, 11 years old.
Yeah. And you became, were you part of the Kiss Army?
I actually wasn't part of the Army. I think I sent in. I really don't recall, but I loved the band. Being really young and hearing that, you know, that power, that sound of, you know, for me, you know, and all the visual too that came with that band. You know, for a kid that was, you know, 8, 9 years old. I mean, you know, I probably wouldn't dig like the Led Zeppelin stuff at that age because it was just, that was too mystical, you know. But Kiss was all visual and larger than life kind of a band. So, you know, buying those records and, you know, buying a lot of 45s of all different kinds of other music back when I was a kid, whatever was available, you know, where I used to buy records, I used to just buy. And, you know, I originally wanted to be a drummer. So, you know, I've always kind of, you know, had that groove process in my brain. And when I started playing guitar, you know, it was because, you know, there was one laying around and I thought it looked cool and I thought I'd pick it up and, you know, maybe have at it for a week or two. And, you know, it turned into a lot more than that. Obviously, I loved it from the get-go. I haven't been able to put it down since. You know, it's been like a very, you know, it's endless. The guitar for me is just, it's endless. I see it as an instrument that, you know, I can create melody on and not just percussiveness, which led me into writing songs of my own.
And that was my next question. I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that, you know, you have to have a special, you know, it has to be a special talent to pick up a pencil and start to write. And, you know, the writing of music, you know, a lot like poetry, but at the same time not. In some cases, yes, but in most cases not. You know, you have to be able to carry it in. You have to be able to carry it out. You have to be able to have your chorus. You have to have all of those things. And it has to unfold in front of you almost like an artist painting on a canvas, correct?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when I was 14, 15 years old, you know, playing in my high school band, you know, Pete Hopp, Jimmy Jewell, and myself with Paul Carroll, this drummer, I mean, we'd go to school, and all day long that we were in school, we just could not wait to get back to Pete's house to plug in, you know. And we went from playing covers of, you know, The Who, Summertime Blues, you know, Eddie Cochran, of course, but, you know, we did The Who's version. You know, we went from that to writing our own little, you know, our own little songs of just music, instrumental, like different parts of songs that we started to arrange and put together. So I had that prior knowledge of maybe, you know, the arranging side before I had to worry about lyrics and singing, you know, which to me, you know, I spent enough time with the music that, you know, and I couldn't really find any singers at that particular point in time, so I had to start singing, which is every high school band's biggest problem, finding out who wants to sing the songs, you know.
Yeah, who wants to go out in front of it.
Yeah, which I did, and I sounded horrible in high school, but, you know, hey, I mean, I did what I could, and I did what I had to do. but it led me into, you know, wanting to be, you know, a songwriter and wanting to be a singer and always try and get better with my songwriting and my singing and, you know, of course, my guitar playing. You know, when I started out, you know, it was all for me. But then when I started to play with different kinds of bands, you know, I started to learn more about playing for the song or playing for the different style of the band that I was playing with. You know, and you take all that experience and you put it in the melting pot. And, you know, then, you know, what you're listening to tonight is, you know, the culmination of all of that, which, you know, I guess is the journey, you know.
Well, you got 30. It's sounding like, you know, between 30 and 35 years of a journey from the time you first picked it up to where you're at today. And that's an ongoing craft that's going to be with you for the rest of your life. And, you know, you look at some of the greats like, you know, Buddy Guy and Eric Clapton and all the rest of the folks that are out there today. That are, you know, the grandpas, so to speak. You hate to say it that way, but that's what they are today, you know. They're the muddy waters of our time, you know.
Exactly.
And these guys are up there and are kicking it. And, you know, you're talking 60 years, 50, 60 years these guys have been playing music, you know what I mean? And collectively, you know, when you look back over 30 years of your own history, I'm sure you have a lot of knowledge today. That you never, I mean, for myself, I look back in my history and, you know, would I ever think that I'd be where I'm at today? Absolutely not. You know,
right.
And I think, you know, you got to, I know for myself, I got to pinch myself most days and say, is it really, at, you know, is this really where I'm at today? And I'm sure you feel the same way with your craft.
Well, I do, you know, and I, you know, as a young kid, I mean, I was a sponge. I loved, you know, playing guitar, whether I was, you know, in my bedroom or whether I was rehearsing with the band that I was playing with, you know, which led me, when I got a little bit older, then I could go out and see these concerts, and I was lucky to be able to see all of my heroes, pretty much. You know, and then in my teens, I started to actually meet some of my heroes. So, you know, for me, it's all of that. And, you know, that put my journey in motion, and it gave me the passion to want to continue. Even if I put it on the shelf for a few years, you know, I love my life right now. You know, I have a beautiful wife, a beautiful baby girl. You know, I would not trade it for the world. And, you know, it's given me a little bit more, you know, I don't know, you call it energy or just the passion level. I mean, it's just given me, I think, what I need now. to be able to really pursue, you know, what I really started out to do, you know, because it is never ending. And, you know, as long as the passion is there for me to do it, I will do it. And, you know, I love, you know, playing with, you know, new musicians, whether I've been playing with them for a week or 10 years. You know, it's all very challenging, and I don't take any of it for granted. You know, I'm definitely a guitar player's player because I love to play, and, you know, I always will as long as God lets me, you know.
Great stuff. Matter of fact, folks, what we're going to do right now, of course, if you're listening, you just tuned in to WNN 1470 AM, I want you to, like, kick back on the ride up 95, or if you're driving around, tooling around Boca or Fort Lauderdale, I want you to check this out because the next song is a great song also. Take a chance to be free. We're going to listen to the whole song. We're going to come back after the song, and we're going to finish up with Joe. We also want to give a shout-out to his brother, Tim, up there in the Poughkeepsie area, and tell Tim to kick back and listen to the song. We'll be back right after, of course, Take a Chance to Be Free.
Take a chance to be free.
you back, of course, Joe Wilkinson. And, of course, that was a great song, Take a Chance to Be Free. And, Joe, I want to bring you back on because we're going to have to go out in about 4 minutes here. So I wanted to just find out. I know you guys are doing the Chant Show. Anything else that you want to talk about, the new release, where they can find it, your website? Let's give all of the information right now.
Sure, man. Well, we are actually, as it stands right now, we're the Cosmic American Derelicts are going to play two shows. First one is going to be December 23rd at the Turning Point, and that's in Piermont, New York.
Okay.
And that's going to be, you know, an all-night thing starting at like 8 o'clock. And then that following Thursday, which is December 30th, is going to be the Cosmic American Derelicts, Three Up, Three Down, Falling Apart, and Last Call at the Chance. Tickets are only $5 for that show. So if you're in the Poughkeepsie area and you want to come out and rock out, man, I mean, it's you know, it's that pre-New Year's. It's the night before New Year's Eve. So, you know, come on out and check it out. It's going to be a good time. You can get our CDs, of course, at our website. My website is myspace.com/JoeWilkinsonMusic. The Cosmic American Derelicts website is myderelicts.com.
Nice.
As well as, yeah. So the two sites there, of course, then my blues band here, which is more of a rock and blues band. It's not a straight-up blues band because we do like to jam out. It's the theroaddogs.us, and we're pretty much playing all over Southern California. We've done a bunch of the blues festivals here, which have just been a really a great time. You know, basically, you know, going to continue with that. But when I do head back east, we're going to, you know, those shows I'm really looking forward to because I haven't played with my buddies, the Derelicts, in a couple years. And we're going to do a few good rehearsals, do those gigs. And then we're going to have all that, all the CDs for sale at the show. And then if you don't catch the show, then you can certainly go to our website and get it from there or, you know, iTunes and CD Baby as well and Amazon.com for, you know, we have all the merchandise as well, T-shirts and stickers and all that fun stuff. So, you know, whatever you need, we'll hook you up. You know, most of the CDs, I mean, since we're independent, we sell them below cost of what it would cost you to go out to like a Barnes & Noble and buy a CD. So, you know, our CDs are like $10, you know, very reasonable for, you know, hour worth of music. So, you know, I hope everybody checks us out and, you know, listens to our music and, you know, and maybe even pick up a CD along the way, man.
Absolutely. And again, you just keep us updated on what we'll do. We have on, of course, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. We have the Rockers in Recovery store there, and if you get over the information as it comes, we'll make sure we post it at the store and let people know where you're going to be playing, what you're doing. We're trying to work it out right now. Of course, I was talking about this in the beginning of the show. We're trying to work it out right now to be a part of what's going on up there at the Chance and maybe broadcast live out of there for about an hour. And, you know, just check out the show and hang out with you guys, and I'll be up there visiting family for the holiday, so...
That's way cool, man. I've put that in motion, so I'm hoping that's all going to work out, and, you know, we'll definitely be in touch with that. But that's going to be a great way to, you know, for your folks and your fan base down in Florida there to hear the show, too, man. It's awesome.
Sounds good. We're looking forward to it, and most importantly, looking forward to getting back home for the holidays. You know what I mean? It's always cool.
Absolutely, man.
So listen, folks, if you're just tuning in with us, we're getting ready to split. WNN 1470 AM. My name is John Hollis, and, of course, I'm the host of Rockers in Recovery, and you can find us at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. We want to thank Joe Wilkinson for being in with us tonight and talking about his music. And we heard, of course, three great songs, I believe, Our Time Ain't Long, On the Run, and Take a Chance to Be Free. Three great songs. You can check it out, of course, at, of course, MySpace/, and that's Wilkinson Music. Is that correct? All right, and we'll look forward to, of course, making sure that the information is posted on our website. You can go right to our website at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com, and, of course, all of Joe's contact information is there, too. right on the blog. We'll look forward to hearing from people and talking with you tomorrow at 2 o'clock with Dan Ascani. Out for the night. God bless. Have a great day.
Thanks, John.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding patients to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step...